Good to be here this evening. Looking forward to our song service here. And the song we had just sung was about the light of the world is Jesus, and that talks about seeing. I'd like to look here in Luke chapter 6, verse 47 to 49. And read this here. Jesus was speaking. Maybe I'll start in verse 46. Luke chapter 6, verse 46. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and hears my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, And immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. What I'd like to look at here is something that is very important for us to do, and that is to hear. And not only hearing, Jesus said we need to hear, but then also do. So whatever we hear, don't let it just go into one ear and out the other ear. But may we, when we hear things that are right and true and good, may our lives, may we take them to heart, and may there be, may it produce fruit in our lives. Hearing is so important. In Romans chapter 10, talks about hearing. Romans 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I'm just glad I can hear this evening. I think if we wouldn't be able to hear this evening in our service, we would get a whole lot less out of it than if we can hear. And I'm thankful for that sense of hearing that God gave to us. And let's use that hearing, and whatever we hear that's from him, be like that wise man that built his house on a rock. Do it. Our hearing is an interesting, I don't understand how it all works, but one thing about our hearing is it seems as we get older, we lose our hearing, some of it, especially if we are careless, being around loud noise. I thought it was interesting that when God made the owls, their hearing system is different from ours, in that owls do not lose any hearing as they age. The sensory cells in our inner ear, when they get damaged, well, they're damaged, and we can't hear as well. And for an owl, when theirs are damaged, it's a lot like having a wound. For us, it heals, and they don't lose any hearing. And so an old owl can hear just as well as a young one, along with we know owls are known for seeing well, and an owl can rotate its head 270 degrees. I don't know how they can do that, but that's an interesting thing about an owl. So, also another thing about that I thought was interesting with, and I don't know why God designed our body like he did, but our inner ear has a purpose of hearing, and there's also another purpose. Does anyone know what the other purpose is for our inner ear? Something that's very important there. For a balance, that's right. That's where a balance mechanism is. And it's right in there, right below our brain, deep in there. And I don't know why God put that all together like that, but I think to think of things we hear, if we don't have our balance, we fall, don't we? We fall when we lose our balance. And we hear lots of things, and we've got to take what we hear and decide what's true and what isn't true, and what will help us and what won't help us, and what we should apply to our lives and what we should flee from, and to keep us from falling. Just like that inner ear helps keep our balance physically. What we hear, let's make sure it doesn't cause us to lose our balance. So. That's all I have, and maybe this time we'll stand for prayer. Our loving Father in heaven, we thank you for blessings to us. Thank you for this time we can have here together this evening. We pray for your blessing on it as we sing praises. Help us to honor you, Lord, with these songs we sing, and be with the different groups that are sharing. And all of us, Lord, help us to bring honor and glory to your name. Help us, Father, as we... that we would, when we hear things from you, that we would do them, Lord, be like that wise man who built his house on the rock. And just thank you for your blessings. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, the children can come forward and stand up front here, and Andrea will have lead you in some singing.
Thank you for that, children. It's the church tomorrow, and it looks like we have a pretty good group of them. And that's a blessing to have a bunch of children in our church. And young adults, too. And old people. All right, let's take our song books again, Christian hymnal, and turn to song 317. 317. And after this song, then I guess the eighth grade girls, whoever's in charge of that, or the big room girls, have a song. 317. Tell me the story of Jesus.
Tell me the story of Jesus, right on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard.
We are singing two songs tonight. They are Christ We Do All Adore Thee and Give Thanks.
We do praise thee for us.
Thank you, young ladies. We have a lot to give thanks for, don't we? I appreciate those songs and the way they were sung. Page 203 in the Christian hymnal. Number 203.
Oh.
collection?
259.
And after this, there is a group in charge of wedding. Recognize the song is, he all knows the song, 259. Okay, quite a few of you. Okay, we'll go ahead and try it.
We're singing three songs this evening. Two of them are familiar ones. The first one is Sitting at the Feet of Jesus, and the music is just a little different than the old familiar one, and there was, when I heard it recently, it really struck me. The one phrase that kept going over in my mind was, "Give me, Lord, the mind of Jesus." And as we sit and learn at his feet, truly that is how we can become like him. Our second song is The Little Things, and it's those little things that we do every day, the smile, the word of encouragement that really goes a long way, sometimes further than the big things. And the last song is a new one, Sing On. We had a lot of enjoyable times learning it, a little bit more of a difficult song. And yet it talks, the songwriter talks about how she went out early in the morning, and it was cold and dark, and she heard a robin sing a song. And how it struck her. And it's just in these times, I thought it's quite appropriate for us. You know, there's darkness all around, and yet with God there directing our lives, we can sing on.
Jesus, oh, what words are
has won my heart at last. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, where can mortal be more blessed? There I lay my sins and sorrows, and when weary find sweet rest. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, there I love to weep and pray. steps and I heard this song. Saw the little robin that was carrying on, still singing, without a soul to hear his song. Singing in the sunshine, singing in the night, singing when the world is in trouble.
Quinn's group. That was good. All right, let's turn to page 524. And I'm curious, I'm assuming I have picked songs before that I don't think anybody knew. And I knew, but I didn't know how to lead. Same book, Christian hymnal, 524, The Haven of Rest. How many know this? Oh, good. All right, well, we picked a good one. All right.
My soul seven troubles I see, so burdened with sin and distress, till I heard a sweet voice saying, make me your choice.
Turn to page 510. He hideth my soul. And let's sing the, running a little bit short of time here. Let's sing the first, second, and fourth verse. And then after that, Micah, Adassa, and Hezekiah, and Drake will have a few songs. He hideth my soul.
How wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. How wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock.
Good evening, everyone. Tonight we'll have three songs. The first one is If You Say Go, which was requested, and then the second song will be I Found It All in the Blood, and the last song will be Farther Along.
Forgiveness for my sins. I found a refuge from the storm, and sweet peace to live within. Eternal life he gave to me, and from sin I've been set free. Jesus gave me perfect love, I found it all in the blood. Jesus was a sacrifice, no one else could take his place. It was love that held him there, there's nothing like his saving grace. I found power in the blood, and forgiveness for my sins. I found a refuge from the storm, and sweet peace to live within. Eternal life he gave to me, and from sin I'm set free. Jesus gave me perfect love, I found it all in the blood. When they laid him in a tomb, Satan thought he sealed his doom. But on that third and glorious day, the angel rolled the stone away. I found power in the blood, and forgiveness for my sins. I found a refuge from the storm, and sweet peace to live within. Eternal life he gave to me, and from sin I've been set free. Jesus gave me perfect love, I found it all in the blood. I found it all in the blood.
We'll understand it all by and by.
Tempted and tried, we're all made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there are understand it
Thank you for that. I appreciate those songs and the effort you all put in that. Bless you for that. 587. We'll be right into Christian hymnal. I think is the chorus singing tonight? Okay, yes. Is that right? Okay. Yes. Okay, so the last, yes, we do want it. So in the last verse of this psalm, the chorus is not there.
There's a land that is fair and day, and by faith we can see. Thank you.
There'll be singing when I lay my Jesus.